in the Seagram's block of Oshawa, Ontario. I'm an idol.
Don't be scared, homie. Come on. Okay, first of all,
the world is smiling at you. The wrestling business is smiling at you. And don't you frown back on it.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker. The king is back.
The man to hour, the man with the power. Too sweet to be sour.
Dylan Boker.
All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, I'm talking to promoter of Unified MMA. Big show coming up on May 11th at River Cree Resort and Casino. How's it going, Sonny?
Good, man. Yourself?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing great. I was just wondering, I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't, you know, get it out of the way initially, but how difficult was it during that whole period of, you know, being hit with that moratorium and having the, you know, December card pulled off so last minute?
How was the experience? It was a nightmare, man. It was something that we tried really hard to get removed. There was a lot of fighters getting prepared for it. There was sponsors. It was a short period of time. People don't understand that was only, they told us 7 days in advance, and then we fought as hard as we could to have it all. We tried our hardest to get it fixed and have the event continue up until the Wednesday of the event. So it was tough on fighters cutting weight, not knowing what's happening, on everybody, man. It was a really, really tough time.
Yeah, and I had been following the timeline for that leading into it. I was supposed to cover that December event there. And, I mean, yeah, like you said, just working just days even before the event there. So, I mean, yeah, did everything you could in that situation there. But did you have a plan in place at all should the moratorium have, you know, gone forward there? Like, what would you have been, you know, doing with the promotional efforts had the combat sports ban kept in place as long as they were talking?
Well, the ban's not affecting us right now anyways. We're at the River Cree now. It's not the same commission anyways. We already started discussions with River Cree and with other facilities in the area. And the River Cree stood out to us the most. The facility, the arena there is phenomenal, perfectly built for mixed martial arts. They have a first-class entertainment center, and it's just outside of Edmonton. We are using the Central Combative Sports Commission, which is a commission out of Penhold, and they have the ability to travel within their bylaw. And, yeah, it's basically just like a provincial commission on wheels. And they're the only commission in the province that's allowed to travel, I believe.
Yeah, because I'd noticed that was a different commission there for the upcoming show you're doing there in May there. So the plan would have been to just operate with that commission going forward then? I mean, should the moratorium have stayed in place, yeah.
Correct. But right now, I'm not doing even doing shows in Edmonton. The Edmonton commission is run by David Aiken, who is really by the book. He's a good person, and I think he'll do a great job. But, yeah, for us, this doesn't make too much of a difference as we're already using the Central Combative Sports Commission to be at the River Cree on May 11th.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big show you have coming up there. I think a lot of people are really excited about this. I was seeing it get coverage on certain websites like, you know, MMA Junkie and MMA Fighting, everything like that. So on for your position as the promoter, that must be good to see all the buzz extending throughout the entire MMA community.
Absolutely. These are the types of fights we want to do as we're moving forward. We want top-level fights. We want to up the production value and just keep moving forward and excelling as much as we can. But these types of fights need to be headlining the show. We have that UFC guys or guys that are heading to the UFC. Like in our co-main, you got Beaumont, who's just a power puncher, and you got and Shane. Like that fight's going to be fireworks because it's been around. We've been trying to do it for about 5 months now with the moratorium being canceled.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned the implications for that co-main event fight there, but you also mentioned the fact that it was moved from that December card there. Are you still looking to do some of those cards you had on the December card for future events there? I mean, Noah Ali versus Michael Hay for the Bantamweight title seemed to be one in December that was getting people excited. So are there any plans to move around those December bouts to future cards, kind of like you did with Campbell Beaumont?
Absolutely. We wanted to do Michael Hay and Noah Ali. Mike sustained an injury. So we owe it to the fighters. We owe it to their fans. We have to put those fights together whenever they want it, as long as the fighters are prepared and they're training and they're in a healthy condition. But we tried to put as many fights as we could together. Like as B-Rang Yusefi and Neil Anderson's on this fight card. That was booked for the last fight card. I think B-Rang sustained an injury, so we had to cancel it. But on this one, we put it back together. So our first step when we announced this fight card was to put as many fights as we could back together. And yeah, we did a few of them.
And there's a lot of compelling fights on this card, really just, you know, stacked from top to bottom, a little something for everyone. The Mike Scarcello versus Derek Boyle fight is standing out to me, though that should be an entertaining one at 170 pounds. So what's one of the big fights from the undercard that you think people are going to be, you know, especially stoked for? Because Christian Larson versus Lee Meehan is another one at heavyweight that I think promises its own unique set of fireworks there as well.
Well, Lee's on a tear. Like, not a tear, but he just does well. Like, he's a phenomenal fighter, and he's a veteran in our sport, and he's paved the way for so many guys. I think Larson's got his hands full, but one of the things about Larson is he trains with guys like Tanner Gozer and the Mike Scarcillos, and the minute you offer them three fights, any of those guys, they'll take the toughest one. So that's one thing I love about dealing with those types of guys, and I think Lee and Larson is a huge fight. Derek Boyle and Scarcillo is another fantastic fight. I think I love when guys do this. Both guys usually fight at 55 and then coming up to 170. It makes my job so much easier because when I book fights and these guys are walking around 180 pounds and they're booking fights at 55, there's more than they're not just fighting and training. They're cutting weight, and that puts so much stress on them. And when these guys just pop up a weight class and they're both roughly around the same weight, it just makes my job easier, and I know they're not killing themselves cutting weight all the time. But I think the Derek Boyle and Derek Boyle, Mike Scarcillo fight is going to be fireworks as well.
Yeah, and I hope the sport moves more and towards a direction like that. And it seems to be in a lot of promotions where it's like guys who are, you know, not really cutting as much weight, and they're just fighting as close to their natural weight as they possibly can. Because I think the weight-cutting practices nowadays, yeah, like you said, can be, you know, more harmful than anything. But a lot of great fighters as well scattered throughout the card. Garrett Niebachken and also Craig Shintani going to be competing as well. So, yeah, going to be a big one there for sure, available on Fight TV, so people can check it out there, even if they're not in the area. But I was kind of curious if there's any specific goals for Unified MMA going forward in 2018 in the wake of the combat sports ban being lifted.
Just continue what we're doing, support these guys, support these fighters, create a platform for them to fight on. And our big goal now is, now that we're in a first-class facility, our main goal, one of our biggest goals right now, is to get these fights live on TV. We need a content provider. These are the types of fight cards that people want to see, and we have a tremendous amount of Canadian talent on it. I'd like to see us get on one of these stations this year and keep working at it and keep moving up with production. And one of the things that we have to do to get that is just excel in all ways: production, fight cards, just everything, promotions, marketing. We need to excel in a variety of ways, and yeah, I think that's how we'll move forward with it.
Yeah, for sure. And you're not at Royal Palace this time. I mean, you're a little bit outside city limits there at River Cree Resort and Casino. Is the casino there going to be the new venue going forward for the most part, or are there still plans to, you know, be going forward with Royal Palace there?
I'm really enjoying my time at the River Cree right now. So as of right now, you'll be looking, the rest of the shows that I have booked right now will most likely be at the River Cree.
Okay, no, that's cool, and it seems like a great venue from what I've seen. But you touched on the need for a TV platform and some sort of broadcaster there. Are there any broadcasters you're talking to? Are there any particular platforms you'd like to have your, you know, product televised on?
Anything Canadian. We're a Canadian brand, and I think we showcase Canadian talent competing against a lot of high-level Americans, and I think that our product should be on there. There is some stuff that we are in the works of right now, and we should have something by the end of the year. Well, I'm not going to say we should have something. We're going to continue to try our hardest to have something, to get something done by the end of the year.
Yeah, it's not necessarily something you can announce here, because there's probably still some details to iron out, right?
Absolutely, man. It's very difficult to... One of the most difficult things is to get this stuff on air and become a content provider for one of these national brands. But as long as we're showcasing national talent and we're providing this, people, as long as we want people to see us from all these, but we're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to need to keep bringing in fighters from outside the country and exciting fights that people want to see.
Yeah, for sure. And there's definitely a lot of moving parts to being a promoter, and there seems to have been a lot of that success so far, though. So it seems like things are going well heading into a big card here, but you've been good with your time, man. Is there anything you wanted to add as we're wrapping up here?
No, man. I appreciate the call. I appreciate it. Just for working away at this fight card, stay tuned. We should have some, we've already booked a couple fights for our 34 card. So, yeah, just stay tuned.
Yeah, and people can be checking that out. Unified 33 going on May 11th at River Cree Resort and Casino, as we were talking about there, just outside Edmonton in the Enoch community there. But for people who aren't in the area, they can also get that via Fight TV. Great talk with Unified MMA promoter Sonny Serene. Thanks for the call again, man, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too, man. Thanks, buddy. Take care.